Hello, welcome to the BT360 podcast, What's Up in Business Travel, a weekly podcast where we update you on what's up this week in the world of business travel. This podcast is great for those who need to know what's happening, all in less than 15 minutes. My name is Ash. Let's get started. It is Monday, May 6th, and we have completed week 18 of 2024. As a reminder, BusinessTravel360.com is a great resource to take advantage of for everything business travel. Here you can listen to new podcasts, read and take advantage of bonus points and mileage status offers, keep track of upcoming industry events, and have fun with some great videos. Check all of this out on BusinessTravel360.com. Now, let's get to the headlines. The House and Senate have reached an agreement for the delayed FAA reauthorization bill, which would provide $105 billion in funding through September 2028. The wide-ranging bill contains measures designed to increase aviation safety, address the shortage of air traffic controllers, introduce consumer protections, increase air travel accessibility, and modernize airports. The bill also offers a partial antidote to ASTA's concern about a new DOT regulation that makes travel agencies responsible for paying for airline refunds if they're the merchant of record for the transaction, even when the airline is in possession of the funds. One of the bill's notable safety measures is increasing the required retention time for cockpit recordings to 25 hours, up from only 2 hours. The bill will also require the FAA to increase hiring of aircraft manufacturing safety inspectors. A whistleblower who worked for Boeing supplier Spirit AeroSystems died last week. Joshua Dean, who was a quality auditor, had an infection that came on quickly and suddenly and spread. He was 45. Dean was among the first whistleblowers to allege that leaders at Spirit turned a blind eye to deficiencies in Boeing 737 MAX. He gave a deposition in a shareholder lawsuit filed late last year and made a complaint with the FAA. Dean told the Wall Street Journal that he was fired after he pointed out misdrilled holes in fuselages. It is known at Spirit that if you make too much noise and cause too much trouble, you will be removed, he said. Whistleblower John Barnett, who also raised concerns about the manufacturing practices of the company, was found dead from what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound in March. The news comes as Boeing's safety culture is under intense scrutiny. Highlights of Air Canada's first quarter 2024 financial results include higher operating revenues, EBITDA, and free cash flow, along with significant boost in on-time performance. Air Canada's solid first quarter results positions our airline for strong performance in 2024, said the president and CEO. We had operating revenues of $5.2 billion in the first quarter, up $340 million from last year. Adjusted EBITDA grew by $42 million year over year to $453 million, and notably a 13% increase in system-wide on-time performance allows us to be ready for the anticipated busy summer schedule. The CEO said that the airline is confident in its ability to deliver on a full-year 2024 guidance, citing a continued healthy demand environment. Southwest Airlines must now provide a transferable voucher worth at least $75 for any controllable cancellation or delay that causes passengers to reach the destination 3 hours or more after their scheduled arrival time. This is according to the DOT. The voucher requirement is part of the penalty that DOT levied against Southwest in December 2023 in response to the airline's 2022 holiday operational disruptions that resulted in about 17,000 canceled flights affecting more than 2 million passengers. Southwest will be required to provide the vouchers until April 29, 2027, and they should remain valid for at least 1 year after the issuance date. Now in news that impacts the travel industry. Australian budget airline Bonza entered into voluntary administration on Tuesday. Regulatory filings show as the company suspended all flights, stranding passengers amid reports its fleet had been repossessed by creditors. The collapse comes 15 months after Bonza launched its services with the backing of U.S. investment firm 777 Partners in a market dominated by Qantas and Virgin Australia, which together control about 90% of Australia's airline market. CEO of Bonza said that the regional airline has temporarily suspended all flights while it held discussions about the ongoing viability of its business. Leaser AIP Capital began taking control of Bonza's four Boeing 737 MAX aircraft just after midnight on Tuesday. AIP Capital has been embroiled in a dispute with 777 partners. Air Canada has changed the way seating is assigned for select fares. Starting this week, the Canadian airline is updating its seat selection policy, removing the option to select a free seat at check-in for economy basic and economy standard customers. Air Canada offers a variety of branded fare options under the economy class, including basic, standard, flex, comfort, latitude, and premium. Each offers different attributes such as refundability or free seat selection. For fares that do not include a free seat selection, guests will have the option to pay a fee to pick their seats. Previously, those flying on basic or standard could still pick their seat free of charge at check-in. Going forward, the airline will assign a seat at check-in, and the guest can opt to pay a fee at check-in to change it. Avis Budget Group reported a first quarter loss of $113 million on revenue of nearly $2.6 billion compared with a gain of $300 million a year prior on similar revenue. The company sold a record number of vehicles during the quarter to allow for increased utilization and flexibility, according to the CEO. First quarter revenue for the Americas segment was nearly $2 billion, down 1.1% year over year. Europe, Middle East, and Africa revenue was up 4%, while Australia and Asia was down 1.1% from the year prior. Air France KLM is reporting first quarter revenue for the company was up 5% year over year to nearly 6.7 billion euros, but anticipated that the income was impacted by distribution costs and slower cargo business. First quarter traffic revenue was up nearly 5.4 billion, up 1.5% year over year. Air France KLM reported a first quarter net loss, however, of 480 million euros compared with a loss of 143 million a year prior. Let's get to the news of mergers and new partnerships. Hyatt Hotels is the latest hotel company to partner with fitness brand Peloton, which is best known for its Peloton exercise bike. The collaboration will outfit more than 800 hotels with Peloton equipment, as well as provide access to Peloton's digital workout classes on guest room TVs at nearly 400 hotels. World of Hyatt members will be able to earn points for qualifying Peloton workouts at participating hotels. Hotels are a key area of focus for Peloton, with Marriott's Westin Hotel forging a partnership with the brand in 2017. Hilton partnered with Peloton in 2022. On the heels of $130 million Series F funding, Guesty has acquired Rentals United. The short-term rental property management platform announced the acquisition of the distribution platform for property managers. The move comes in an effort to create new revenue opportunities for property managers and expand offerings. This acquisition marks Guesty's fifth acquisition since 2022. Rental United was founded in 2015 and has offices in Spain and Poland and employs around 100 people. The U.S. Transportation Administration has added CLEAR as its third approved TSA PreCheck enrollment provider. CLEAR initially will offer TSA PreCheck enrollment and renewal services at three airports, Orlando, Sacramento, and Newark Airport. There is no need for an additional appointment, and the company plans to expand enrollment locations over time. Beginning immediately, TSA PreCheck members can renew their memberships with CLEAR regardless of where they enrolled initially. And now news of new travel services and improvements. World of Hyatt has announced it has now integrated Mr. and Mrs. Smith properties into its booking channels following the acquisition of the London-based platform for £53 million last year. Members can now earn and redeem at more than 700 participating Mr. and Mrs. properties throughout Hyatt's booking channels. Hyatt has said that the integration has added more than 20 countries to World of Hyatt, including Fiji and the British Virgin Islands. Hyatt's acquisition of the platform led to Mr. and Mrs. Smith terminating its previous agreement with IHG Hotels. India's largest bank, State Bank of India, has launched its first ever travel-focused credit card, SBI Card Miles, and has been launched in three variants to cater to different types of travelers, from beginners to frequent flyers. Rise of travel credit cards in India has been rising in popularity. Card services company Visa, in its report released, stated that 95% of Indian travelers select credit cards for international travel, driven by features such as travel miles, cashback, rewards, and high limits on spending. Travel credit cards were the fastest growing category in 2023, with a year-on-year demand of 27%. IHG Hotels & Resorts has achieved a significant milestone in the APAC region with 1,000 hotels open. This accomplishment underscores the company's accelerated growth strategy in the Asian market. IHG has a comprehensive brand portfolio catering to a range of guest preferences, from established names such as Holiday Inn and Crowne Plaza to newer additions such as Hotel Indigo. And now some technology news. Alaska Airlines has begun deploying generative AI on flight searches. Since April, the airline has been piloting a flight search tool layered over OpenAI technology that enables users to ask for tips based on the timing, cost, and type of trip that they're interested in. For example, a flyer can tell the tool, "I'd like to take a vacation in the mountains for 4 days in July on a budget." The AI engine will then respond with selected Alaska flights from the flyer's origin city. Users can also click on the information button for an explanation on why particular flights and destinations were chosen. Alaska Airlines Managing Director of Product and Digital Experiences, Natalie Bowman, says that she's confident that Alaska is the first U.S. airline to do so. The tool was initially served up randomly to 5% of flight searchers on AlaskaAir.com. She said on average, flight shoppers interact with Alaska Airlines' website 16 times before buying a ticket. Individuals who want to use a tool can find it directly on AlaskaAir.com/letsgo. Southwest Airlines in April launched a new product named Travel Track. The airline said it was doing some final validations with travel management companies and a booking tool. Southwest Airlines said that it is essentially capturing data when a corporate traveler makes a change to the itinerary that differs from their channel of booking, including when they make the booking in an online booking tool, but then change it on Southwest Airline website or app. The company then tends to lose visibility of that traveler. Travel Track can capture the changed data and send messages to the TMC in near real time. It is a tech lift for predominantly the TMC, but once the TMC has the capability, they have hundreds of accounts that they can service. A lot of travel buyers, a lot of TMCs want better real-time data to understand where their travelers are on their journey, and that was really the inspiration. Serko has begun providing Sabre's NDC content through its Zeno booking platform. Serko is integrating NDC content from Sabre's offer and orders APIs, letting Zeno users shop and book NDC content alongside capabilities to reserve a free or prepaid seat and cancel bookings within the platform. Zeno users can also combine NDC and traditional GDS EDIFAC fares in a single booking within the platform. Sabre is the first GDS to provide NDC content through Zeno. With that, thank you for joining us, and I would like to ask you to tune in again next week on Monday morning to get your weekly update. We hope that you will make this a regular part of your week and listen in while you're on the move or sitting back and sipping your coffee. You can subscribe to this podcast by searching Business Travel 360 on Apple or Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or Pandora. Be sure to share this podcast with everyone you know so that they can also benefit from getting to know more about what's up in business travel. You can always find more information on businesstravel360.com. Have a great day and travel well.